I hope you enjoyed yourself. I must say, I didn't do much. I relaxed a bit and I focused a lot on the birthday of the ANC. It was turning 107. So I spent a lot of time working on that. Thank you very much then for the honorable members. I will ask on my right hand side, you know, Mr. Maliga, our policy advisor. He's everything, researcher. What is true to policy, researcher, legal, everything. Yeah, we need to continue following the government. We don't do that. I know the parliament is so busy.
We don't have much time for this meeting. We usually start at 9:30, we start at 11. I think all the members received the agenda on their emails, so we don't have to actually wait for the hard copies. We're going to run out of time. And I would like to add an additional item to the agenda, if it's allowed, and that is about the ICASA chair, who is now being sentenced to 20 years in jail. So I don't think we have to wait for hard copies. We all received the agenda. We know why we're here. So can we please start before we run out of time? I think we have very important matters to discuss. So please, let's not delay.
Okay, thank you. But I suppose we add once we've got the agenda that they are working on. Your assumption is that whatever they are doing is of no value. I don't know, I didn't get the agenda that you're talking about. So as soon as I get the official agenda, we continue.
Thank you. Chair, we received a notice of meeting which included an agenda, which said we are discussing...
Sorry.
Can I finish speaking?
Wait.
Can I finish speaking?
I haven't recognized you. You raised an issue, I said we edit once we've got an official agenda.
Can I respond to that, sir?
I haven't recognized you.
Can you recognize me? Well, since you don't want to recognize me, I'll speak anyway. We received a notice of a meeting, and in that notice of the meeting was an agenda. This matter has been delayed. We were supposed to start in the middle of January, and this is yet another delay. I understand you are busy with ANC party celebrations, as you say, but we made a commitment as members of parliament, as members of this committee, that we're going to start an SABC board interview. So yet another delay here, when we all have the agenda, when we receive this via email, is something that is unacceptable. So we all have the agenda, we know why we're here. We received the program, we received the agenda. So what are we waiting for? Is it just yet another delay? I'm not doing this for the camera. I'm doing it for the work that we do as members of parliament. You think I'm performing for the camera? I've been waiting since January to receive CVs that you were supposed to receive. Those CVs are within parliament. They should have been given to us as members of parliament. We haven't received those CVs. Honorable Kwanka and I sent you emails. You did not respond. You finally responded saying you're going to give us the timeline. You did not give us the timeline. So I'm sorry. I am not going to accept any more delays. And this is a deliberate delay.
So how long it will take.
Secondly, in terms of any additional in your agenda, I'm disagreeing. We cannot add anything. If we have any information about whoever, we will have another meeting, not in this meeting. Please, Chair, you must control us. You must not overlook it. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, can I make a suggestion? Firstly, I think, Chair, it's true that we did get this SMS from a certain Mr. Mark from the committee section, which put the agenda on today. That's fine. Because what is disorganized growth team goes is not there. We didn't get things as usual. Secondly, I think in view of that change, I don't think it will be a strange match for you to take us through about all this process up until now. And then we deliver it, because on what to do. If you have been holding meetings with your management, briefing you on where we are, on the applications, people who have applied, all those things, then that will make a great point. And then we can, from there, when whoever is coming with the agenda, add whatever members want to add. There's nothing wrong with that. Those are procedures of duty. So let us not argue on something with a non-issue. Adding is when Chair asked us if we want to add the meeting, yes, the agenda, let's add those ones and see if we can attend to the meeting. So it doesn't mean that the issue is added. It can be discussed, and we might decide otherwise on the issue. So Chair, I was wanted to suggest, let's get a solution of where the process is.
Then you say you look at the time.
Right from application until now. So I'm sure with that, we all of us be clear on what were the obstacles. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now it's on. Well, you have to understand Jefferson's frustration or where Honorable Fontaine is coming from. If you were to consider last year's context where the committee left the matter in 2018 and the decisions that were taken at that time. I was not part of that meeting, but I remember, I do recall then reminding you about some of those resolutions which were taken last year and the fact that we needed to act early in January so that we didn't run out of time. So now hence this frustration. But I think Honorable Kalako is right in one point in saying, while I did not receive the agenda, remember I'm not a member of this committee, so I did not receive the agenda. Other people are lucky that they received it, but I think it's important for us to get a detailed briefing in depth around all the issues and the work that has been done thus far, the preparatory work for this process, and we can also have that discussion outlining the way forward and what steps we're going to follow from here on. I think there's no harm in asking that. Thank you, Chair.
The agenda item that is on, that has been put down here, is discussion on on the SABC board and MGDA vacancies. As I apologize for the structure of the committee, not around, so I think they are just trying to help us to push the questions. I think I have done some introductory remarks. The only thing I would like to add, Honorable Member, is that we really, we have to be disciplined and be sometimes careful and not make vague allegations which one cannot substantiate, because it takes away that respect the public expects from us as public representatives. I can't come in and make wild allegations which I cannot substantiate and call myself a leader or a public representative or make false accusations. It's not good enough for the Parliament of the Republic of South Africa. It's actually a shame and an embarrassment. And having said that, I'm coming back to the issue at hand. With regard to the advert that we put out last year, you will recall, honorable members, that we were not sure whether to put the advert at that time or to wait for people to come back from leave and then we advertised. We advertised because we felt if we wait for the opening of Parliament this year, we might struggle with time in terms of all what we needed to do to strengthen our board. So I just want to take, I think it is important for us to be aware of, I think, one hiccup which has been reported to me by the management, that people responded, but there were a few who said the email was phony. And I discussed it, I met with the senior advocate here to discuss that. She said, in future, what needs to be done if we issue an iPad and we expect the public to respond? A special meeting must be created just for that day, not the usual members' meeting, not the usual officials' meeting. So I think that won't happen again based on the loophole that we realized. The management informed me that people who contacted them saying they had problems. Oh, first of all, before that, apparently when they became aware, they sent a tweet message to say anyone struggling to send through this email, they gave them an alternative email. And most people who saw it then started using that one. And so I was told last week that those who insisted that they didn't see a tweet, but they have sent through an email, they allow them to send it, and they, when they resent, they could see that actually this person had approached us on such and such a date. I'm mentioning this so that when we actually get when the team actually goes through the shortlisting and so on, we should ask that the Secretariat indicate all those mistakes, because it could be a risk whereby, you know, the process, somebody else puts in something. It's just that I'm told the numbers are not so big who fall into that category. So, but it's always good for everybody to know. And the response, I don't have the exact number of people who apply. applied for internship, jobs, and so on. Ninety of those who responded, they say they were looking for detention. Yeah, he's trying to help with the numbers of which we officially get in writing. So the other point I wanted to put to you, honorable member, when the team from management came back, I think they started around about the 14th or 15th. Yeah, around about the 14th and 15th. And they started registering the work. That's the 15th, around the 15th of January. Up to that point in time, in my understanding, there should be no political interference, even myself. I cannot capture what has come from outside. So, hence I'm a little bit irritated by saying there's a delay because of the 107th year of the ANC, which was quite early in the year. And the management started working on the 15th, doing what they are supposed to do in terms of the law. They finished, and maybe I'll ask you just to give the exact number, including the ones, because the committee has said, the ones who have applied previously included. So even those, but like those who responded, minus there about 90, those
who are getting tested. Yeah, minus the 10,000. If you could just give those numbers so that they could continue quickly. Good morning, honorable members. Thank you. Just to give you a brief on the case, in total, we have about 323 nominations that came through. And out of those 323, 90 were disqualified subjectively. So on the basis that most of them would be looking for internship and so forth. So it's people who just saw an advert and did not read or delve into the details of the advert and just sent the applications through. And I'm sure members will be quite aware that or familiar with that notion because we've been doing it in the past. So 90 of those were disqualified on that basis, which is the screening process that Mr. Moma usually does by himself. And if you recall, members, honorable members, we had advertised for positions for nominations around the 16th of October last year, and we had received 80 nominations for that process. And due to various reasons, we could not get to a point where we could interview those 80 nominations. Or rather, we shortlisted the 80 nominations, but we could not continue with the interviews of the people that were already shortlisted for them. We then proceeded following another letter from the presidency stating more resignations, particularly that one of Ms. Kanyisi Lebeyama, John Melchin, Krishna Ayu, and Mr. Matata Singh. And we then proceeded on 11th December to advertise for these new vacancies that had arises. And in that advert, we did specify that the people who were nominated before, which is the 80, need not apply. So by the time we closed that particular advert, in fact, it was the 21st of December, it was then decided that it should be extended for the entire December so that we enable people ample time to apply for the position, advertised position. By the end of the entire process, we had received, this is excluding the 80 that had already applied by the October process, we had received 153 nominations, bringing the total nominations, that is official, to 233 nominations. And that excludes, like I said, the 90 that were just generic applications. So in total, we had a total of 323. So if you minus the 90, then we're left with 233 nominations for the SABC Board of Nations. Thank you.
Okay, honorable members, those are the numbers then of the people that we have. On the MDGA side, also the response, because we had to advertise for both of them. But maybe let's take one at a time. Let's look at, let's deal with the SABC. But I just thought before even we pass it on, since it's here as an agenda item, it's important to say we will be giving you the numbers of how many people applied. What then the official did after registering? Because Mr. Mgoma is not here, I had wanted him to give us the date to say we started on this, by this date, this is what we have achieved. We started doing, working on the summary in terms of qualifications and everything. It took us so much. I think it's important to look at that as well, so as to ensure that nobody has a feeling that there was another process in the corner besides what management was doing. It's a due process overseen by the legal department. There are steps you can't just jump and take over. It was only last week when they said we're finished with the summaries or finished with this, then that I said to them, look, then we have to call the committee has to meet. And so let's come back then to the SABC. This processes of applications, which was, we as a committee here, when we took a decision, we had thought it would be even much quicker. We'd be able to start doing our work. And of course, I can understand when they explain the screening that they have to do. That's where we are now. We have the numbers that are people who need to be, the series of people who need to be looked at by the shortlisting team. But I think the management has to help us with new timelines in everything we're doing. Because they have finished their work, we need to be clear about then what are new timelines that we have to work on when processing this. Having in mind that the parliament will be rising very soon. Last week when I met with one of the legal advisors, she looked at two scenarios, but of course they haven't given us an opinion in writing up to today. This morning I met with one of the legal advisors. I said, we are still waiting. If you talk about scenarios of how to approach the matter, what does it say? And we haven't received anything up to today. But as it is then, honorable members, here is information that, which we have to look at. And he visits our problem actually. And whatever we do, we will have to get a revised program from the management committee. And after that, if we seek approval, let's say we need extra time or whatever, we have to seek all the necessary approval. There is a matter.
Thank you for your active check, because it helps us a lot so that we know where we are. Maybe before I make my proposal, my suggestion along what you are outlining. Firstly, I wanted to know from of course the staff whether we have already done screening of these CVs. Because when you receive CVs, the process is, before we start anything, we must table a report so that we know your qualifications are valid. Secondly, there's this other leg of security vetting, which is not done by us, even not by them. It involves some screening by police. If you don't, so that they check you don't have a criminal record or what, all those things. I think those, if we can clear those up. But Chair, I was going to suggest that on what you have said already, I concur with you. Let's look into a timetable now of when are we doing shortlisting followed by interviews, which, as you are saying, it will be tight. It might even necessitate that we seek for an extension, even if Parliament. But you must know, Chair, that if we seek that extension, it's got another implication. It will mean, if we have not finished before the Parliament arrives, right, it will mean Parliament will have to be reconvened in order. So that's another danger we must look at when we deal with it. So that is why I was interested in those. You know, sometimes it can be easy. We can sit and do this interview shortlisting, peg our time of our timetable. But there's this element of this security clearance, because that report must be tabled before the committee so that we are able to move. Chair, I was going to suggest that let's look into the program now and the timetable in view of what I've raised, if the staff has any answers on those two issues. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Just to maybe answer the questions from the Honourable Member, the screening is complete. So I think that what we're really busy with was the outreach series, which are also complete and should be shared with the members. In terms of the vetting, I'm sure members will be aware, we don't do the vetting up until such time that there are shortlisted candidates, because you can imagine it'd be a cumbersome process to do vetting for all the series that we have. That's over 200 cities that we have to deal with. So we can only commence the vetting process, which takes about 2 weeks, only after the shortlisting has been done and it's confirmed. And as far as the interviewing process, I will still caution that we are quite aware that we're filling 8 positions. This is only for the SABC. And for each of the positions, we'll need to interview at least 3 candidates. So that will bring a total of 24 candidates to be interviewed. And if you do at an average of an hour, 30 minutes, each candidate, depending, I think honorable members will be quite aware or familiar with the process. We usually take about 45 minutes to an hour, 30 minutes, depending on the candidate. So we will have to then sit down and sort of plan around the number of candidates and the time that we have. And then we can most possibly in our next meeting have an answer as to whether it's feasible or not feasible. But my gut feeling says it could be done, provided that members are available for the interviews over a period of 3 days. I'm just thumbsucking now. And that's excluding MPDA. So I just thought I'd put that out there. Thank you, Chair.
I think the key point is very, very important there, so that in our program of action, we filter in then the security vetting of interviews, because we can't take forward people. We have to look at estimate how much time will it normally take. Normally we don't dictate to them. They can do it within a day. They can do it within a week. They can do it within a month. Yeah. Okay.
I earlier wanted to suggest that maybe let's also get a presentation on the work that has been done on the side of the MPTG, because the discussion now that we are in now will in a way include the issues of the MPTG, but the same process. But nevertheless, let me proceed with my input with the understanding that it can still come at a later stage. My take is that we are dealing with an issue that is very, very urgent. The filling in of the vacant position for the MDGA and the SNPC. We then suggest that we might have to revise the program of the committee to attend to this very, very urgent matter. That's my starting point. We might have to even work beyond the weekly program of the committee, where the committee meets on Tuesdays to process matters of the committee, so that we don't have time now. That's my proposal, that let's agree that as we deal with these issues, we'll have to revise the program, agree that we might even have to meet some other days besides Tuesday. I agree with members who had earlier suggested that from the secretariat, they were supposed to be guiding us in terms of the program of action, indicate to us, which must then guide us, what is it that we're supposed to be doing by when. That is what I had expected when I came to this meeting, to say this is how far we are, and this is what we are then proposing to the committee in terms of us taking this process forward. So all I'm saying is that let's agree that this is an urgent matter, and the same process that we'll agree upon, obviously, it encompasses the MGPA.
People who have a vision in terms of completing the issue of collapsing of in the province. We must be very focused in terms of doing. I was have EEE clarity chair in terms of the figures we have. This 233 is included the old application we have, or is separate, is a new, or is okay. I want also to support the idea of my colleagues to say we must have another meeting as soon as possible for you, because we must be really sober in terms of truth, the candidate. We really need the quality that is built.
Thank you, Chair. And thanks for the update. But I should say this, that I'm a bit disappointed, because I thought that the administration, when it's briefing us today, it will be briefing us, giving us a whole brief, and the whole program in terms of what they see, what themselves already know, that we are rising up on the 20th and build the program from the 20th coming this way. Otherwise, if the administration is not assisting us with that, then it gets to be it gets to be a frustration. I do sympathize with those that expected the interviews to start in the middle of January. But obviously, what we are raising here, that the staff started in the middle of January, it's a problem. So what I'm expecting from the management and the staff is that a program that tells us how do we go, a roadmap. But from where I'm sitting, we are not supposed to start to say we need 3 days, and he says it's starting 3 days, and but we wanted a complete program that you work with, amend the program, so that the program must tell us whether we must go and talk to the house chair, whether the parliament can rise the following day, 21st, and so on and so forth. So this one, now we have just a big plan from the administration side. I'm suggesting that that today is a Tuesday, next week on Tuesday we shortlist. And then after shortlisting, that other week we start with the interviews. We set all full 3 days and do the interviews, because we're expected to do the interviews. And that will cover the 20th, so that you don't look at and think of a date beyond the 20th for Parliament to look at the laws. And I'm also suggesting that we condense, because of the time frame. Let's condense now. What will tell the candidate when we interview them is that this is subject to a security vetting. Well, security vetting can take 3 weeks, and then this is going to collapse our program. And we have people going to newspapers lying and saying the ANC does not want us to do the interviews for the SABC board, which is not true. So if we condense the program and say that this is subject to a security vetting, which may be done either individually at a later stage or simultaneous with the process of interviewing, so that we safeguard the date of the 20th of rising up. I think we still have time. Let's put our hands on deck and run this process, and without a delay from today. I think we'll have to take it from there. Then other issues, and I'm suggesting, Chair, that the same program must be drawn for the MDDA. Same program. Let's run with these interviews and request permissions to be excused in other committees, and just run the interviews. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. I think it's what is a shame and embarrassment is to blame the secretariat of this committee for the delays. This committee is run by a chairperson who works with the advisor, who works with the secretary. So to sit here and blame them and say it's their fault interviews haven't happened is completely unfair. I mean, there's a chairperson who chairs this committee and should have kept us, as members of this committee, updated about what is going on. There was a void of information. I wrote 3 emails to you asking what is happening. Because I had waited in January, I planned January, it's interview time, so I've set that aside. You did not give us that information. So we didn't know what's happening. So now here today, let's talk about the way forward. Here today, we have...
So you are taking too much time, and you are really creating a problem.
Why are you disturbing me? You did not disturb the other members. Can you let me finish speaking?
Yeah,
all of the other members spoke.
Wait, if you have an issue with the chair, I really invite you to my office.
I've already raised the issue with you. Now I'd like to talk forward. I've got a point to make here. And please do not interrupt me. I have a right to speak in this committee like all the other members who you didn't interrupt. So I will not... No, it is very much relevant to the point that you as chair should have kept us informed as members of this committee what was going on. So take responsibility for that. And don't try and shut me down because I am telling you what makes you uncomfortable and is the truth.
Yeah.
So going forward, here is my, no, I'm not going to, you're not going to keep me silencing. Going forward, the secretariat says the CVs and the summaries are ready. Can we please receive those summaries and CVs tomorrow? So as Honorable Bongo suggests, that next Tuesday, we have this whole week to look through the CVs, and next week we shortlist. And I don't think time is an issue. I served on the SABC inquiry. We met through the night, we met on weekends, so it is absolutely possible before the 20th for us to do the interviews, for vetting to be done, and I don't think we can say we have election commitments. I'm a core person of my party's election campaign, but also I know I'm a member of parliament and I have duties here. So I am willing to sit here and make sure that those interviews are done. If it means I sit here until 10 o'clock, until midnight, if it means I sit here on weekends, but what must happen is that at the end of this term, we must have names that are provided to the National Assembly for approval. If it takes longer than that, then as Honorable Galako mentioned, that if a special sitting of Parliament needs to be called to approve those names, then that must happen. But I agree that we need to make sure that we interview, and I agree with Honorable Bongo, next week a shortlist. So can, as the usual process has happened, I know you're new to, as the chair, we've done this several times. So what usually happens, we receive the CVs, we look at them, we shortlist, and then we come back, and then we interview. And then I'm also curious, Chair, about why you had to meet with a legal advisor about this process, because this is something we've done. The other committee members can talk about. We've interviewed several times about SABC. It's not a complex thing. We do it all the time. So what was the meeting with the legal advisor about? What legal opinion was needed? Because I don't understand where the legal complexity is. This is something we do all the time.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. I think starting from the first intervention, it's clear that we are all in agreement that we have to revisit the committee has to assist us with the proper inspection. And some of the points that have been raised, which we didn't accommodate at first, we have to make sure that they are altered in. Because it's also important whether it's accommodated or not, because I think it's something which is coming up, so that we don't recommend names and start saying Parliament, but subject to them, if that won't be fair for Parliament to approve. So, as I said earlier on, really the key person is obviously. I haven't spoken to him. I don't want to make any commitment on behalf of management, because he's the only one who has the data, who works with it after the revisions and so on. But I will make an effort. I know I saw the note, it said 10 Mondays, and then my Monday is visiting a doctor. Yeah, but I will talk to him. I will try to send a message to him to contact me so that I talk to him as well. With regard to the program for the MGTA, I suppose we could ask them to do the same, basically. So that when we meet and we look at the total picture, the timelines that are important for us, we look at both structures. With regard to then what we do, again, it's a question of applying. They have to write to the chair of chairs and make a request to say this is what we require. Our members should be excused from Parliament if they have to be during the sitting, because they will be doing out to say why did I have to meet with a legal advisor. Ridiculous when it seems the question, but I think I suppose I have to dignify it. Basically, as a chair, whatever I do, I have to consult with the chair of chairs. I have to consult the chief whip's office. I have to consult the legal department. We had an issue of the email that created a problem and unfairness. Remember, we have a huge number of people who live in rural areas who had to be included in these processes. When officials say, oh, there was a, we went to a teacher and then we started filtering in information, well, I want a fair process, an inclusive process, not for people who live in Golden City, for everybody in South Africa. So I had to make sure whatever I was doing was correct, even to include those names for the management, to include names like that. I had to apply my mind. Is it acceptable? Does it interfere with our process? Is it the right thing to do? There are tedious things that you do. And of course, maybe you have been set in a position of the chair. You haven't applied your mind about governance issues. For me, it's not about coming here to get an opportunity of a screen, but it's really about applying my mind behind the scenes, rightfully or wrongfully, intelligently or stupidly. But that's my orientation and my responsibility. I have to do that all the time. So that whatever we do is within the strictness of the laws of this country. So, honorable members, I think really on our side we've exhausted both items. What is left is to get the management team to come back to us with a problem statement and to write to all members, because we need to write to all members with regard to the dates and timelines in terms of
I agree with you. Earlier on, I wanted to suggest that some of the comments might not necessarily have to be dignified in the manner in which we do. Because already I think we have agreed on the route that we need. What we might just want to suggest now, Chair, is that we can't solely rely on Chair Miko's wisdom. That might be problematic. I think let's agree that the officials who are here take over the process, attend to whatever is supposed to be done. If Chair Miko comes back next week, he must find the ball rolling. That's what I'm suggesting. Let's agree that the officials are here. They understand what is that need to be done. They must start immediately because this is a very urgent matter. Brief us, of course, through your office in terms of the work that is being done. Already we are in agreement that we'll reconvene next week on Tuesday to start with the process of shortlisting.
Thank you very much. Definitely arrangements will be made because apparently there were no proper arrangements for a long period of time. But it's understandable after this we have definitely make sure we do that. And I hope and then we'll also make sure that we make arrangements for all the cities to be made available as soon as possible. We will also try to access the computer with all the information. We have to access all the computer with critical information so that when we talk of summaries, we have summary numbers everything. Properly and finalized by
watched the interview, there was an announcement by the chief, by the minister that there will be a merge between SATA and NDA. Can we just get the details on that? And then also, if that is the case, I just want to know, two entities with such different mandates, how that will, that process, why are they being merged, if that is the case? And also with regards to the board members of both those two entities, how will they be accommodated if there is a merge like that? You just can inform us on the details.
In the program that we had worked on, we had a date for the minister to appear before the committee. And I think that's when we get an official position of what is the thinking. Yeah. And I don't think she will come with a final position. There will be room for members to influence the thinking. She hasn't come formally since she started to ask. Yeah, he's just saying it was supposed to be the 26th thing, but it might change. What we might have to do is to find a way to make it okay so that there is a presentation from him. Because these are important decisions. If we're too small, we might find that she has met with the other committee and telecom.
Thanks, Chair. I don't think I agree that we should wait for Tim Nkosi. I'm sure the CVs are in hard copy, so are the summaries. So I don't think there is anything stopping what the Secretariat from dropping off the CVs like they usually do to us by tomorrow. I don't think, you can pick up the phone and call Tim Nkosi and ask where those documents are. So that can't be a reason for delay. I also want to make an additional point that this committee is one of the few committees where we put our political differences aside and we work together. So an adversarial attitude where you seek to insult members of other political parties is going to damage the work that we do as this committee. We disagree often, but we disagree respectfully. So I'm just saying to you as chair that we've worked hard as this committee because we've been together for quite a number of years and we've been through many challenging times. But when it comes down to it, we work together. So I just thought I should put that to you, that a relationship like this is not going to work for us. We work together as a committee. So I'd like you to please lower your sword and take constructive criticism as it comes, because we're respectful to each other. They often also criticize me, but it's done from a position of respect. We don't use words such as stupid and embarrassing towards each other. So can I ask you as chair to please reflect on that and make sure that we can work together for the rest of this term and do what needs to be done. Thank you.
Thank you very much, honorable members. I thought honorable Cindy said we shouldn't wait for Tim Nkosi. And I hear honorable Van Damme saying, I don't think we should wait for Tim Nkosi. I sometimes doubt my own. He actually made the same recommendation that we shouldn't wait for him. Nobody has said we should wait for him. The agreement was that the process must start. So when you come and say, I don't agree, I don't think we should wait for him, I suppose that's why it creates confusion, because nobody has said we wait for him. That's the summary, was that let's and
my point was, can you get the CVs tomorrow?
Can I just finish? So I think one of the mistakes your voice said, your recommendation said, already I said, we just follow procedures of process. the request for the minister myself to come back. Honorable members, if there are no other issues. Yeah. I wanted to actually show.
Yes, I wanted to go back to what was raised here, which I think is the responsibility of this committee by Honorable Van Dam, which is in the public domain, of course, now, of the point which she said we must end, of the chairperson of the council, the Kazakh. We have been dealing with this issue for a long time, even up to the level of where to withdraw it from the order paper in Parliament, when we had concluded that he must have a side when he was attending the case. But due to the correspondence between him and the lawyers of the, and his lawyers, between him and the office of the speaker, which suggested to us that we cannot do that until the case goes through. I think the second time he came back and said he has appealed the sentence. I mean, after he has been found guilty, but now he has been found guilty completely. Now, I understand that he's appealing the 20-year sentence, not the conviction. I think, Chair, it's going to be important that we seek relief expertly with the office of the speaker. Because it must be this committee, it must be this parliament through this committee, which takes the issue to parliament for his removal. Maybe to remind the members, if you remember, when even during the time of Comrade or Minister Nomvula, she did tell us that no, she's. The power is with us when the members were insisting that the minister was just removed. Then the minister said, no, no, it's you, Parliament, who actually put those people there. So it's you, Parliament, who must take the process. I will only be instructed by Parliament. So I think we have to try to quickly deal with that with the office of the speaker. I don't think it needs a long process with us as a committee. It needs the speaker's office and the processing part.
Okay, thank you very much. Because we didn't have the tender item, I didn't really report on it because I could see everybody wanted to know about the report, which is important for all of us. I met with the Deputy Speaker of Parliament about the matter. Why I met with him? Because I got information that there is a letter which came from the Speaker's office, which made it impossible to implement the decision of the committee. So it became important for me to establish what exactly was the reason for that. Basically, he said at that time he had appealed I don't know the facts as to what the lawyers had said, what were they pleading for, but he had appealed. But although he hasn't sent me a letter, because I only met with him yesterday, he said he will be fully behind the committee, because once a person has been found guilty, and once a person has been sentenced, it means definitely that person is in violation of the critical act, the clauses that talk to the integrity of counselor. So it will no longer be a problem for what he said they are fully behind the fact that you should just follow the procedure and make sure that it's done. It's just that as a matter of courtesy, I thought, let me establish for them, was it something which we missed as a committee and that we have no option but to take this position. So we will still, you know, discuss it properly, because now we don't want to overlook and get all the necessary information for the committee to speak to. Honourable members, thank you very much. Can I propose that we close the meeting? Oh, sorry, one minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chair, I just, in terms of the ICASA Act, I had a look at the Act. So in terms of the Act, once a person is convicted, they immediately disqualified. And the body that can remove a counsellor is us, and then sent for approval to the National Assembly. So the Honourable Kalakoff says it doesn't have to be a long process. All it needs to be, I think, is just a resolution, which is drawn up by us saying, we note that he's been convicted, he no longer qualifies in terms of the Act, and would like the National Assembly to approve it. I don't think, as Honourable Garako said, it's a long thing. It's literally just a resolution that needs to be drawn up. We adopt it, it goes to the NA, and it's done. I don't think it needs a lot of work.
Honourable Marshall.
My appeal, Chair, for the next resolution, I want to appeal to all of us to respect one another. We must not come here to have a militant behavior or to respect one another. It's very bad for the nation, Chair. I'm just talking about the colleagues. I want to avoid any race anyway. But we must respect them. And we must cover you as a chairperson. We must not be a victim of that. You know, Chair, really, I'm still very traumatized in this interview to see our behavior. We are not in a social group. We are not in a training. We are here, we must do these things in a united way so that we can come over with this battle. Because we are in a battle. I'm just appealing to my colleagues. I don't want people to specifically say I'm talking to you. So and so. Next time we must not behave. That's why it's not so as in the nation that we are behaving like animals.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. I'm just suggesting in line what Honorable Kalako and Fandame said that let's dispose of this matter in terms of the provisions of the Act. It be our resolution today that the necessary resolution in terms of the Act is just provided for and taken to Parliament at our earliest convenience. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I think we have exhausted all the issues. Honorable Macho, I think this matter, maybe really we came from different positions. Because there were members who felt the process was not moving. And so sometimes it takes time for people to realize that there were no ulterior motives. The process was going on, but it was not yet at a political level. And it's not everybody who, when they get information, future, I can just say, please, honorable members, if we can just have trust that when things are not moving, it's not because there's a political interference. There are things you can do, but there is a limit as to how far you can push the staff to do certain things, especially when they report to you to say this is tedious, it calls for a lot. Then they will take you to other meetings, to a zone you had an ulterior motive to achieve certain things quickly. And so I think I agree with you, Honorable Juma. We all believe in sanity. We all believe in implementing and living the values enshrined in the Constitution. Respect, trust in each other, with dignity and respect. And really, I want to assure you, as I said, if we all apply principles in our mind, we should have a moment. Thank you very much.
Can I just have a commitment regarding receiving? When are we receiving receiving? I just like to know so I can plan my week ahead. Bo, maybe you can advise, when are we getting receiving? When are we getting the series?
I expect members will be notified as soon as possible by the team.
So you'll be notified when we'll get the series?
We will be getting that. As soon as they put information and they can get that sent.
Okay. All right. If we can commit to a date, that would be great, because we want to talk about on Tuesday. So we want to have enough time to shorten. So if we can get them tomorrow or the next day, that would be